Mister, did you catch the frogs from the ponds in the country, or do you raise them? What do you feed frogs? How do you skin a frog? Do you find worms in its stomach? What do you do with the bodies when you sell only the legs? Luong asked so many questions that the vendor had to move his cart away from her. It is just not proper for a girl to talk so much. Squirming around in a big chair, Ma tells me, is also not proper behavior. I'm full, can I go? I ask, swinging my legs even harder. All right, you can go play, Ma says with a sigh. I jump out of the chair and head off to my friend's house down the street. Though my stomach is full, I still crave salty snack food. With the money Pa gave me in my pocket, I approach a food cart selling roasted crickets. There are food carts on every corner, selling everything from ripe mangoes to sugar cane, from Western cakes to French crepes. The street foods are readily available and always cheap. These stands are very popular in Cambodia. It is a common sight in Phnom Penh to see people on side streets sitting in rows on squat stools eating their food. Cambodians eat constantly, and everything is there to be savored if you have money in your pocket, as I do this morning. Wrapped in a green lotus leaf, the brown glazed crickets smell of smoked wood and honey. They taste like salty burnt nuts. Strolling slowly along the sidewalk, I watch men crowd around the stands with the pretty young girls at them. I realize that a woman's physical beauty is important, that it never hurts business to have attractive girls selling your products. A beautiful young woman turns otherwise smart men into gawking boys. I've seen my own brothers buy snacks they'd never usually eat from a pretty girl, while avoiding delicious food sold by homely girls. At 5, I also know I am a pretty child, for I have heard adults say to Ma many times how ugly I am. "Isn't she ugly?" her friends would say to her. "What black, shiny hair! Look at her brown, smooth skin! That heart-shaped face makes one want to reach out and pinch those dimpled apple cheeks. Look at those full lips and her smile! Ugly!" "Don't tell me I am ugly!" I would scream at them, and they would laugh. That was before Ma explained to me that in Cambodia, people don't outright compliment a child. They don't want to call attention to the child. It is believed that evil spirits easily get jealous when they hear a child being complimented, and they may come and take away the child to the other world.